From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Phil Picardi. A North Dakota sheriff's deputy was shot and killed last night in a shootout after a police chase. The suspect, who fled police in a stolen car, was also killed in the shootout. The Rolette County Sheriff's Department says one of its deputies was killed. The shootout occurred in the Devil's Lake area. A federal judge has denied a request by the builders of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline to halt publication of a notice for an environmental review of the project. Dan Gunderson reports.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said last month it would conduct an environmental review of the permit for the Dakota Access Pipeline to cross the Missouri River. The company asked for a temporary restraining order to stop the environmental review notice from being published in the Federal Register. Such a review could delay work on the river crossing for months or years. Dakota Access claims it was granted a permit for the river crossing in July. The legal case started when the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe sued the Army Corps of Engineers, charging the original permit process was flawed. Arguments on the Dakota Access permit claim are expected next month. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio News, Moorhead.
The federal government has finalized the return of 60,000 acres to the Red Lake Band of Chippewa. Dan Crocker reports.
The Bureau of Land Management says it has completed land surveys and legal identification of the land that's scattered across five northern Minnesota counties. This action helps meet the requirements of an order from the Secretary of the Department of Interior in 1945 that mandated the return of lands to tribal ownership. They're a portion of about 2.9 million acres the band relinquished to the U.S. government in 1889 for timber sales and homesteading. The band says it was forced to cede the land. The BLM action adds almost 60,000 acres to an already identified 121,000 acres of land already returned to the Red Lake Band. In a statement, the BLM says it's proud to restore the lands and is grateful for the band's patience. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.
A huge fire at a northwestern Minnesota fiberglass factory forced residents from the neighborhood to evacuate their homes. The Marshall County Sheriff's Office says it took firefighters about 6 hours to extinguish the fire at Nordic Fiberglass in Warren last night. No one was injured. Investigators are working to determine the cause of that fire. In sports, the Wild host the Arizona Coyotes tonight. The Timberwolves play the Clippers in L.A., and former Twins third baseman Trevor Plouffe has signed a contract with the Oakland A's. Cloudy skies today, areas of fog this morning, then sunshine, high temperatures mid-30s to low 40s. Right now, 31 in the Twin Cities. It's NPR News at 8:07.